From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Cats. The Cats, Leslie and Angie Slusick, are easily recognizable from the Ciderville Farm and Home Show. They play guitar, banjo, and bass fiddle. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. The Cats, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 468th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, the Cats.
Papa one day took me and Bubby away. to Nashville to find us a mule. With time left to kill, $100 bill, we set out to find us a mule. We thought we found a pretty one back in the barn. We reckoned our papa be pleased. He looked in his mouth and cursed us both out, 'cause the dang thing had no teeth. That dang old Nashville mule, he wasn't a burro at all. No scars upon his face, he stood nearly 15 hands tall. He sure could pull a plow better than a horse or a cow. Got no teeth, it's true, he likes cornbread too. That dang old Nashville mule.
Host Donald Mason speaking with the cats. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Cat Country, Lexington, Kentucky.
Meow.
Yeah, there you go.
Meow.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So you are kind of on the dual side of claiming Tennessee and Carolina. Tell us the tale of how you two met.
We actually met on Facebook. I was looking for a female singer. And we met and we instantly hit it off. And we wound up getting married about a year after that. And we've been together over 5 years now. It works out really good as long as I let her have her way.
That's how it's supposed to be, right?
That's right. Music has always been really the big focal point in our relationship. Besides love, we love each other and we get along great and never argue, don't know how to argue. And it's all been good.
except over what flavor of ice cream tonight.
Okay, here. Well, I can't help that.
Ooh. Well, okay.
Crawdad song. You get a line, I get a pole, honey.
In the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine.
Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, honey. Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, baby. Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold, looking down the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine. You get a line, I get a pole. Honey, baby, you'll be mine.
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry, honey?
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry?
In the crawdad hole, honey, baby, you'll be mine.
Tonight, we're with the Cats on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You all started playing music. You have this instant connection to each other. And, you know, a lot of couples and, you know, families and whatnot, they play music in their living rooms or whatnot. But you all are taking it to the road and taking it to the airwaves. You know, what was the driving force that made you all become the Cats?
We're happy, and we like to make other people happy, too.
Mm-hmm. Music has always been a part of my life. When I met Angie, she was able to help me take my part of that way further than I ever could on my own. We started playing on television, a little show called Sagerville Farm and Home Show back in Oak Ridge with David West. And we played on that for about a year. Then we sort of graduated and started doing things on our own. We made our CD. Then we sort of had a slow year last year, but this year we've been playing a lot of different venues and places. We're learning the road part. It's a lot more fun to play outside of town than it is in your own little goldfish bowl, so to speak.
There's a whole different atmosphere when you're doing, you know, TV and radio, and then when you start taking it to the road for, you know, the sea of strange faces.
It changes, too. You know, you'll find some audiences are a lot more fun to play for, and some you learn.
We do have a special guest we'll talk more with in the second half. We've got Tennessee Mule Jack. He's minding his manners over there.
He's taking it all in.
He's thinking of a plot.
Look who's slipping down the road. Looks mighty suspicious. Slugger than a used car salesman. Don't throw your dirty dishes.
He is a wrong tomcat.
What did you start on musically? What was your first instrument?
I played drums when I was like 10, 11 years old, and I think my parents are grateful I gave that up after a few years. I think the neighbors are too. I started playing guitar when I was 16, and my older brother, I was trying to learn to play bar chords, and he punched me and he said, "Never say you can't do it." Well, I still can't play bar chords, but that's okay. He's not around here. I met a girl in Baton Rouge. She could sing a Cajun tune. Love her and her eyes were blue like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. Thank you.
love a girl from Tennessee. One long kiss still tortures me. I love her and she just as sweet like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. Of all the Georgia Bells, some more than others I can't tell. The way they kiss is mighty swell, like wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. I love the girl from Caroline. The way she looked was mighty fine. Had to leave her far behind for wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls. I love all those wild country girls. All I know, I love them so, those wild country girls.
Thank you.
Oh, I started out with organ, piano, and clarinet.
How do you like playing bass?
I love it.
We do have a couple of cats that have made their home on the upright bass. Mm-hmm. And yes. We also have another guest that's a little bit more quiet.
Roxy's a little bit nervous, I think. She might say something later.
I'm right there staring in the face.
Ankle level.
I know. The ankle biters. You had to watch for those. You're doing this live thing now that you weren't doing before. You're going to festivals. And tell the listeners out there what it's like to go on stage and just see a mass of people that are there to hear you play.
It's very exciting. You get to meet people that you've never met, and you get to go places, and you get to stay at hotels with swimming pools.
And hot tubs.
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. That's probably one of the best perks of the whole traveling part. We don't have to sleep in the van. We played in Nashville a couple times this year, and that's been an experience. We got to play for the Music City Marathon, and that was a lot of fun, encouraging people to run.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sub sorrow with poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our years. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis a song,
a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more.
Many days you have lingered
You have a very unique instrument that not a whole lot of people pull off, and it sounds really great over the radio. Tell us a little bit about the kazoo.
The kazoo? Some people think of it as a bluegrass trumpet. I've heard that before. I just started playing the kazoo this year. And
I might say you're very good at it.
It sort of fills in a little gap. It makes some of those songs that are fun a little bit more fun. When I met you, my dear, you said it was forever.
Don't think so, you think you're tough, did you get my letter?
You said you'd take good care of me.
Don't think that's true, out all night, that's not right, look who's leaving you.
You've gone and left me high and dry.
You know that's a dirty lie.
You're the one who made me cry.
I got some news.
My dear said it was forever. It's a shame you're to blame. Who's the one who's clever? Dear, you wouldn't go that far. Death until we part.
That's not love to me.
You vowed to honor and obey. Will I leave you? Never.
Think you ought to leave right now. The sooner the better.
You've gone and left me high and dry.
You know that's a dirty lie.
You're the one who made me cry.
I got some news for you.
When I met you, my dear, said it was forever. It's a shame you're to blame. One who's clever. So it's over and we're through. Oh, my dear, what will I do?
Start a life with someone new. It's goodbye for you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Cats. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Cats after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
When I met you, my dear, you said it was forever.
Don't think so, you think you're tough, did you get my letter?
You said you'd take good care of me.
Don't think that's true.
Gone and left me high and dry.
You know that's a dirty lie.
You're the one who made me cry.
I got some news for you.
When I met you, my dear, you said it was forever. It's a shame you're to blame. Who's the one who's clever? It's a shame you're to blame. Who's the one who's clever?
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Cats. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
Frog, Queen of Gordon, and he did ride. Sword and a pistol by his side. Next to come in was a big flat snake. Gobbled down the wedding cake.
We've talked a little bit in the first half about you all going to different festivals and whatnot. Two things. One, you all really support some causes. You did a festival to support cystic fibrosis and then cancer with the Hoot in the Holler benefit for cystic fibrosis and the Walk in the Park Buddies Race Against Cancer. But the other thing I found was you all like tomato festivals too.
Yeah, we're fond of tomato festivals.
We have a big garden back home, and he's very proud of his garden.
Claim to have the best looking garden in the county, and I've
passes by all the other gardens. Look at that garden. My garden looks better than that garden.
I've yet to have a challenger.
What's your favorite vegetable out of the garden to eat?
I like squash. Angie likes peas.
That's true.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all your way. If we keep on the sunny side of life, there's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright
song back in 1982. Sort of a joke at the time. Well, I got to playing it and got to really liking it. It just turned out to be one of our standards. We do pretty much every show. So this song is called Fishing.
Thank you.
think I'll just go fishing. My pickup truck broke down last night, did not even have a light. Nothing has been going right, I think I'll just go fishing. The socket in my toolbox is just the wrong dang size. Think that I'll just call it quits and try to hitch a ride. Got home last night about 3:30, could not seem to find my key. Wound up sleeping in the alley, I think I'll just go fishing. Boss man's truck. It left a big old ugly dent. Guess that's just my luck. Everything is going wrong. The radio won't play my song. Reckon I'll just mow the lawn. Maybe I'll go fishing. My horse went wild. My dog ran away. It don't matter anyway, I think I'll just go fishing. I'll go and dig a mess of worms, big fat ones that love to squirm. Catch catfish long as my arm, that's how I go fishing. Tall grass shade tree, that one got away. He's too small, throw him back for another day. If my love were sitting here, I think that we'd be kissing. But you're not, that's too bad, that's why I go fishing. If my love were sitting here, I think that we'd be kissing. But you're not, that's too bad, that's why I go fishing.
Thank you.
Got a new CD out.
Yes, we do.
Called Bayou Boogie.
It's the Bayou Boogie.
So tell us about it.
Well, first and foremost, we would like to send out a special thank you very much for all the work he did on it. William Sandy Garrett from Knoxville Songwriter Studio.
And Wade Hill also played on it with us, which we were quite thrilled.
We're very honored to have him play on it.
Yeah, he's sort of a legendary character up in that part of the country. And we're really pleased that we're starting to get some airplay. When you left me, sure did break my heart. You were my world, and then it fell apart. There's just one little thing I miss most of all.
So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law. I jump in my old pickup truck when you fuzz at me. I'd go and see your mama, drink beer and watch TV. You know she was my buddy, that's not against the law. So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law.
Told me that you loved me till the end of time.
Then somebody came along, now you're no longer mine.
Grass might be greener, stay right where you are.
I don't miss you, but I sure do miss my mother-in-law.
I jump in my old pickup truck when you fuzz at me. I go and see your mama, drink beer and watch TV. You know she was my buddy, that's not against the law. So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law. know I love you, Mama, and to tell the truth,
I love your pappy and your sis, the dog and the cat too.
I do not love the hell I call when you walk through the door.
So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law. I jump in my old pickup truck when you fuzz at me. I'd go and see your mama, drink beer and watch TV. You know she was my buddy, that's not against the law. So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law. So sad because I should have missed my mother-in-law.
Thank you.
You've just joined us here with the Cats on Red Barn Radio.
For those just tuning in, we're here on Red Barn Radio with the Cats, Angie and Leslie Slosek. I love turquoise, and I've noticed your belt buckle has a special color tone to it. Tell me about the belt buckles. It's got horses on it for those the Kentucky.
Yeah, it sort of fits the, we dress according to the show we're doing and the environment a lot. I used to show horses, and my mom bought it for me probably 30 years ago. So it's pretty special to me. It was made in Mexico, and I'm proud of it.
You base yourselves now in the Carolinas.
We play a lot in the Carolinas, and we're sort of from East Tennessee.
We'll be doing a lot of shows in Asheville, North Carolina this year and surrounding areas.
We're sort of from the Gatlinburg area.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of.
Everyone from all around, music's playing in the town, a great big dance is going on, they could dance with me. Every spring when flowers bloom, parties in the month of June, dancing in the moonlight, they could dance with me. Take a dance with me, take a dance with me. Party at the Jamboree, take a dance with me.
You know, when I was 5 years old, I was listening to Bob Dylan and had no idea who he was. I think he influenced me a lot without realizing it. I like Johnny Cash, but we like Pete Seeger and Jeannie Richie.
Mm-hmm.
James Taylor was one of my favorites, too. And I always liked Tom T. Hall's style of writing. He was the storyteller. And I pretty much picked up my ideas of how do you write a song from him.
I like Alison Krauss. I love her voice. And I've always liked Johnny and June music. And we played at a festival a few years ago. A lady came up to me and said, "Wow, I love your voice. You remind me of my cousin." And I said, "Well, who's your cousin?" And she said, "Jenny Ritchie." I'm like, "Well, thank you very much. That was a really good compliment for me."
We did have a pause for her, and so did many other music lovers out there. This is a really special person for her.
A lot of people don't know who she was.
We've seen this a lot with people that have great work and have done great things, and the music community really loves them, but it actually sometimes takes them to pass for their music to be appreciated even more so.
Well, you have to go research it to learn who these people were. Pete Seeger had a television show that was very successful. I hadn't ever heard of him until about 3 or 4 years ago when I started playing the tenor banjo. Somebody told me about him, and we did some research.
From the valley, you say you are going. We will meet your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our path for a while. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowgirl that loved you so true. If you love me, do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowgirl that loved you so true.
I'd like to thank our guests, Angie and Leslie, the Cats, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Special thanks to Marcos for filling our bellies on this great evening of music. And of course, the members of our studio audience, thank all of you for supporting us and supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Give it up one more time for...
Me, I'm way down yonder in the deep blue sea. You know there's treasure waiting for me where the crabs and the fishes all sing.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
And the
did the boogie woogie in the deep blue sea.
Jellyfish float and the pelicans sing, where the seagulls laugh and the ocean will bring people together from near and far, where the crab and the fishes all sing.
Ha ha, you can't catch me, I'm way down yonder in the deep blue sea. You know there's treasure waiting for me where the crabs and the fishes all sing.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
And they did the boogie woogie in the deep blue sea. Down on the island where the sunset glows, where the tide is high and the tide is low, that's where you find me for sure, you know, where the crab and the fish is all seen.
Ha, ha, you can't catch me, I'm way down yonder in the deep blue sea. Don't let treasure wait for me where the crab and the fishes all sing.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
And did the boogie woogie in the deep blue sea. Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
Squid ate the pineapple
and the coconut.
And the did the boogie woogie in the deep blue sea.
And the did the boogie woogie in the deep blue sea.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Leslie and Angie, the cats, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.